As I get older and begin to reflect on my life and all my childhood and where I have been, I become more grateful for what my parents have done. Because for some reason, as I get older, it's more apparent. Either I have experienced more things or had to deal with more things to the point where it's more clear to me what exactly my parents did. For whatever reason, when I was younger, it was not as clear. And I'm certain that most of you have had the same experience. It seems like the older we get, the more appreciative we get of where we've come from, what we've done. I wish, in some ways, that we could see it when we're younger, but for whatever reason, it's not. And actually, there is a very simple reason for that. When we get ingrained into a place in which it's just the normal, that's what we have, we don't get to see it from a different perspective. But as our lives change, and our perspectives change, we see things differently. That's exactly where we must begin today as well. For St. John tells us we are God's children. Or more specifically, as I flip the words around, we are children of God. And yet, in the same vein as we see our parents and we see ourselves, it's hard for us to really grasp what God has done. Because just like in our childhood, when that's just the life we live, that's where we're at, the same thing works with God. The perspective doesn't change as much. And so it's hard for us to really see what God is doing. But that's the first step of really recognizing what it means to be children of God. To recognize his providence, the way he cares for us, the way he provides for our every need, even in the midst of being in that setting. And to do so takes some work, because it's not as apparent. We're not handed a wad of cash, which would be really nice if God did that, wouldn't it? Or we're handed all these different gifts where God's like, here you go. It's more subtle. It's so subtle, it's easy to ignore. Because God gave us life. He gave us everything we have. He gave us the very goods that we enjoyed throughout the entirety of our life, from childhood to old age. He also provides us with grace, that gift that he gives us, that helps us to recognize his presence, to show his power in our lives. And in subtle ways, he leads us through life, showing us the various different ways in which he says, here I am. In order to really grasp those, to see those moments, those God moments, it takes some serious reflection. It takes some time to say, oh, was that me? Or am I not responsible for that? And then as we realize more and more how God works, we realize he's there. He's there all the time. He's there at every moment. He's there providing our every need, even the things we don't seem to want, or even the things we want and don't get. That's also part of God's providence. But it's more than that. As we really look at what it means to be children of God, we have to look at another perspective too, and that's relationally. What does it mean to be God's children? How do we recognize it in our lives? Well, the hard part is we're not God, and that's a great thing, trust me. We are not God, which means it's not as though we're godly people and we're just kind of there in God's family. Conversely, even though St. John doesn't explicitly state it, Jesus does. He does not ever say, I am your father. He doesn't ever say, I am your mother. He says, I am your brother. Through Jesus, and especially through his passion, death, and resurrection, he makes us God's children. We are adopted. And that's even weirder, because we can't say, I merit to be God's children. He is definitely my father. No, we are grafted into that. We are invited into it. We are conditioned in such a way through what Jesus did that we can become God's children. So it's by his grace and his desperate love for us that although we're creatures and nowhere near godly, he loves us so much as to say, I want you. I want you in my life. I want you with me forever. I want you in my family. I want you to be so close to me that I will be your father and you will be my children. And that relationship is so foundational that it's almost shocking, almost uncomfortable for us. Because now we say, God is our Father, the one we look to. We also have to acknowledge that we're children. Even if we're 90 years old, we're stuck in the role of being children, which for some of us is uncomfortable. And for some of us who don't want to be children anymore, we don't like that anymore. But the reality is, God loves us so much that he puts us in a place where he says, I will take care of things. I will be there for you. I love you, and I want you to be with me. Which leads to my final point, one that's even more startling to us. How do we be children? How do we get past that animosity in our lives that says, I don't want to be like that. I want to be in control. I want to have everything and do everything and be responsible for everything. Because Jesus says something that's very foundational to this point. He said, unless you become like children, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And conversely, he also calls the children to him and says, these are the ones who will be like me in paradise. So how do we become children? Well, it takes a deep level of humility to say, God, I need you. Something we don't like to do because it means I'm not in control. It means I can't do everything. It means I must rely on something else, someone else. In the same vein, though, think of what it means to be like that. The greatest example I like to give is a kid who fell down and scraped his or her knee. Here's his child playing, falls down, scrapes their knee. What's the first reaction? To sit there and bawl. But think about the profoundness of a kid sitting there on the sidewalk, hurt and bawling. That kid knows, without a shadow of a doubt, that by crying, their parent's going to be right there. That parent is going to come just like that and take care of everything that kid needs. Kiss the boo-boo. Bind the wound. Say it's going to be all right. Here's some ice cream. Whatever it takes. The parent's going to be there to take care of that child. Now imagine if we had faith like that. Imagine if we had the faith that as soon as we had an issue of any kind, whatever it is, we just call on God our Father and he's right there. That's the profoundness of being the children of God. That we know at the core of who we are that God is going to be there for us. He's going to take care of us at any whim, whatever that might be for us. This is the gravity of what Jesus tells us when we're called the children of God. And yet, it's such a challenge for us. It's such a challenge to grow in that humility, to grow in that desire, to realize that relationship, and to live it out in a true and profound way. But once we do, we realize how wonderful that is, that we are now in a new place, a new relationship. We can now see God for who he is and recognize what he does in our lives. We can realize there's someone who actually cares for us, who loves us regardless of what we have done, regardless of how bad things have been. He is there for us. This is our God. This is who we are too. Let us not be afraid of it, but boldly enter into it and let it consume our lives. Let it change the core of who we are. Let's change the way we live, that we may be truly God's children.